exactly is it about Nigeria Air? Why is it something to celebrate if it's to celebrate at all? What does it mean? How does this affect our economy? What's in it for me as a Nigerian? I mean, and all the works. Bolaun Olojede is a policy analyst. He joins me now online. Good morning, Bolaun.
Good morning, Wemimo. Nice to be on your program.
Same here. So first of all, let me ask you how it's going with the petrol scarcity. That's why you're not here live. So
the fuel I had in my car will barely take me home from the island yesterday. So this morning I'm going to be working.
You're working from home throughout today?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about Nigeria Air. It's not the first time Nigeria has a national carrier, right? Nigeria has done this before. So let's talk about that. Where are we coming from and what's the need, if any, for Nigeria to own its own national carrier?
Okay. Of course, we've had the Nigerian Airways,
yes,
which was born out of an earlier organization. So when Nigerian Airways came to life, we have national. The former organization that Nigeria Airways took over from was not 100% owned by Nigeria. But Nigeria Airways was 100% owned by Nigeria. It is there. We tried some other models. So we had Virgin Nigeria, which involved the use of a collaboration between the Nigerian government and Virgin Atlantic to create a Virgin Nigeria. Where is Virgin Nigeria? It's there. Something also took over from Virgin Nigeria, that was Air Nigeria. Similarly, we can ask, where is Air Nigeria? It's dead. So the question is, what is the fascination about a national carrier? The president has been fascinated about national carrier right from his first year,
yes,
in office. I am not surprised that at the tail end of his administration, he's still talking about a national carrier. In my opinion, it's an emotional issue, not necessarily an investment that is of any reasonably comforting level of viability. It's an emotional issue.
You believe so? In fact, the president has recently said that he's giving Nigerians the Nigeria Air as a parting gift. It's supposed to be something Nigerians should be happy and grateful for. It's a gift.
What is a gift about it? That's the question. I mean, I've asked many people who are proponents of this project to say, look, tell me in bullet point 1, 2, 3, what exactly is the average Nigerian, the citizen, going to be benefiting from a national carrier? There are so many countries who don't have national carrier. What is the national carrier of America? You don't know it. British Airways is 100% privately owned. Lufthansa is 100% privately owned today. These were even national carriers, things that started as national carriers. And the countries have sold them off. In fact, the last bit that Germany was holding onto in Lufthansa, it disposed of it to the private sector, and it was more or less as a bailout. Can you imagine? Lufthansa, with all its, had to be literally bailed out by being sold to the private sector. What are we talking about? What are we getting ourselves? And we are celebrating. Don't get me wrong. The Ministry of Aviation under this regime has done quite well in several areas.
That's correct.
Terminals have been an improvement. There have been ranking and rating. The gentleman in that seat has done fantastically well for aviation in this country. But this issue of national carrier, I am struggling so much to be able to list bullets 1, 2, and 3 of the advantages that the national carrier will be bringing to Nigeria. You are going to be owning less than 5% of this national carrier, for example. So is it the dividend that is attracting you? The ownership of 49% is going to be by Ethiopian Air. So Ethiopian Air is the manager, obviously, the operator. He already has his processes done. He owns the aircraft. So what exactly is this 4.something% ownership of so-called national carrier? And what is national if you are owning 4% of it? I don't understand.
But maybe what because it bears the name Nigeria, maybe that's what makes it national. Let's talk about the funding for this airline. What was the funding like? Did Nigeria have to put money on the table? I mean, if we're doing just 4%, like you said, of the ownership, I mean, that must mean that Ethiopian Airlines put the bulk of the money on the table, yes? Or what's Nigeria bringing onto the table?
Nigeria has already spent a lot of money to midwife the project up till this day. Don't forget the design of the local issues about bringing in the training aircraft, about 20 training aircraft. You know, so Nigeria has already expended some money. Now, in a deal like this, you could value what Nigeria has put on. In fact, you could value the project as it is, and you could determine what constitutes 5% ownership and what the other private players are going to bring. The other private player will be definitely 95%. Will be the one funding the bulk of the project. That is the reality. So whatever Nigeria has spent will be valued at 5%. So this is 5% of what it is. And if it is more than 5%, there are always structure-wise, there are ways to deal with that. Those are not the issue. Is that you're going to be having 5%. So is this the dividend that is exciting you, or is it the history behind the Nigeria Airways, making Nigeria Air, Nigeria? What exactly is the excitement about? Bullets, 1, 2, 3, this is it. When we have this, this will happen. When we have this, that will happen. You see South Africa Airline is dead, Ghana Airline is dead, Kenya Airline is dead, Iberia is dead. Everybody is getting out of that business. You're getting into it. What is the excitement exactly about? And if you must have a national airline, Nigeria already fully owned Aero Contract. It fully owned Arik Air. Why can't that be a platform since you are so excited about this national career project? Why not use those ones? You know, so it's a confusing project, in my opinion. And Nigeria is still not too late for Nigerians to ask the questions. What exactly is the benefit to you, Wemimo, to me, Bola, as far as the Nigerian Air project is concerned?
Well, look, first of all, talking about the funding, now, so far, the Ethiopian Airlines had sunk a lot of money into this project, up to $300 million that was raised for this project, Ethiopian Airlines, $300 million. That's quite a lot of money. Nigeria, of course, raised about 5% of what was needed. But as you said, this government has been, you know, enthusiastic and daydreaming about the idea of Nigeria owning its own national airline. When asked what the essence of the national air is, you know, for Nigerians, I remember that the aviation minister said that for Nigerians, to boost the economy, boost tourism, open up the space. And yes, so isn't that something that could happen? I mean, with Nigeria owning its own carrier, could there be a possibility? I know this is impossible. I'm just asking tongue in cheek. Is there a possibility that Nigerians will get a better fare rate, you know, to fly on Nigeria Air? I mean, could that be possible?
If Nigeria Air is to survive, surely it cannot undercut itself on prices. Right. It must still raise prices that will enable it to be able to cover its cost and have a little return to these people you said have brought $300 million to the market. These private investors are not red crops. These are not charitable. So they must be able not just to cover their cost, but also to leave margins of return to their shareholders. So they can't undercut the prices. They cannot. And you say the tourism angle as well. Tourism is not because you have your own national carrier. That is not what determines whether tourists come to your country. The tourist destination, it could help if there are not many other airlines that are coming into. For example, Egypt Air is believed to help Egypt tourism, Egypt as a robust tourism industry. But it is not the cart before the horse. It is a horse before the cart. There must be a tourism environment. All the issues of insecurity and the rest, certain development around those are tourist centers, such that people feel safe There are places to stay when they come to those tourist centers. There is means of getting to those tourist. Those are the things that we also need to fix, even if tourism is our goal. But those tourism, driving those tourism, we also as well use the domestic airlines that are the airlines that are already existing.
That's correct.
Government can choose, support them, and they can deliver on this same mandate. That is why it becomes confusing to see why we are desperate about this national carrier. Because whatever this national carrier is going to do, we already have some other framework that we can support to deliver on those mandates.
You don't sound really thoroughly excited about this. Let me go to the phone lines and see if Nigerians like the idea of Nigeria being able to, proudly say that we own a national carrier. Are you excited about this thought? The money is put in, the investment by Ethiopian Airlines. Is this something you're really proud about? 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, you have a line, and that's 01465-7190. Give me the 60 seconds so we can take a lot of thought. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, well, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Emmanuel from Lekki.
Welcome.
Don't be surprised that this aircraft we are talking about is a refurbished Ethiopian aircraft that are given to Nigeria for $350 million.
The Boeing
It could be possible, because I cannot see the sense in Nigeria having the sense or the mind of having an aircraft, and they are combating it with Ethiopian airline.
Mm.
Why can't we, Nigeria, we have individuals in Nigeria that is having airlines. Why can't we join our hands together to be a Nigerian thing, since they wanted a Nigerian airline?
All right, many thanks. Kenneth is on the line from Ikeja. Good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Kenneth calling from Ikeja.
Good to have you here.
I don't see personally anything exciting about this national carrier, because just like your guest has properly analyzed, there is little or no benefit coming from it. Nigerians are not going to benefit well from it. The investors, we don't even know exactly what their interest is. It's unfortunate. It's another country that is being invested in this sector, showing that we have failed as a nation. We had this years back, just like Ethiopia. And looking at what the Minister for Aviation is saying, the benefit areas and all that, to me, I just feel that what this government is trying to do is to score a cheap point before they wind down this administration, saying that, oh, at one time, General Muhammad Buhari's administration established a national carrier. Of course, this is a pure white elephant project, and it's almost dead on arrival.
Thank you very much. Let's give it 1 minute. Okay, Roland is on the line.
Hello?
From Apapa. Good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo.
You're welcome to the show.
National carrier, not owned 100% by Nigerians.
No.
So what makes it a national carrier? One or two or three investors in Nigeria, if they have an airline, then we say a national carrier. What Ethiopian airline is practically running the country of Ethiopia. And this is just one, another extension of their business, coming to cut away money and, of course, enriching one or two outgoing politicians. For Christ's sake, these politicians, with all the $63 billion, this, that, can't 2-3-4 senators run a national carrier or the House of Reps, whichever one, any angle, governors, with all these things that they have done, all this, what are we talking about?
Thank you very much. Let's go to Skype. I've got loads of callers here. I hope you guys will not even let me take calls, because there are so many calls. Oh my God. And you're all running into one another. So, gosh. I can't. Godwin from Lakwa. Remember, my guest is on Skype also, so you guys are totally interrupting that conversation. Godwin, good morning.
Good morning, the Iron Lady Yenisu. How
Welcome.
Are the great ones?
Very well, thank you.
Yes, my name is Godwin from Leshoro Lakwa.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. This is a clear sign already, based on what we have known the assistant of this administration. It is a big elephant and tiger in disguise at the end to say they introduced it. And finally, there is nothing to show. If in other aspects of life that concern the life of Nigerians, they have shown no concern, no value, no contribution for. Is it the airline of how many percent that they are going to be of use? They are only going to waste our money and use the avenue to embezzle again. So it is no area, and the administration has nothing beneficial to ordinary Nigeria, and it could not come through this airways.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I see who else is here. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, we'll be more positive.
Welcome to the show.
Emeka is my name from Satellite Town.
Welcome, Emeka.
Like your guest, aptly enumerated. I don't know why we keep going around in circles in this country. We're having just 5% equity share in this whole arrangement, and we're calling it a national carrier. So we have private individuals like APs that are doing wonderfully well. The government is out of at least harnessing those potentials to build a national carrier. And about boosting tourism, where is the environment for tourism? Like you mentioned, insecurity all over the place. Are they going to be on air and start sighting those places? Are they not going to land? Where are they going to lodge? You see, like your guest said, you have to put the horse before the cart, not the cart before the horse. So the existing conditions that will favor tourism before you embark on such future adventure for me is dead on arrival. Thank you.
Thank you very much. None of you excited? Nobody? Odunwola is here from the island. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. I congratulated you guys. How are you? I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm Odunwola calling from the island.
Good to have you here.
I totally agree with your guest. There is nothing excitement in this national carrier. And it's just like another avenue for our politicians to enrich themselves. We've done it in the past and it did not work. So at this period, we don't need this thing. We don't need it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. No, now let me tell you that analysts have said that, government didn't really set up this airline for the sole purpose of profit, but to support other sectors, like I said, tourism, manpower development, aircraft maintenance, catering, developing the airport, creating a hub, and so on. If we weigh all of this, against every other odd, I mean, are you saying it doesn't weigh much at all? Like, I thought I brought good news to Nigerians today. You guys are making me feel like, oh, no.
It's a news that, see, honestly, I am still open-minded to being convinced that this is a worthy, a viable project. How do you drive all these things you were mentioning by virtue of 5% ownership? There are the other guys who want 95. Those are the guys who call the shots.
Right.
The guys who wants 5 has literally nothing.
That's right.
To dictate on the board or in the shareholders' decision-making process. It looks more or less, this is the way it is looking to me right now. A private project being given a national stamp. That is what it is looking like. But it is possible that there are other parts to this story that we don't know of. It would be nice to listen now to the minister, catalog in bullet points, 1, 2, 3, how this project is national and benefits me, the citizen, under a structure that is currently not available, either by virtue of supporting the private sector to do the same. Essentially, this thing is even a private sector.
It is.
How does private sector own 95% of a project and you call it national? What is national about a 95% privately owned business? I don't get it.
With this few points of ours, keep your conversation going on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Use the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. The national carrier is to begin, it's to be set by December. Everything is set, actually, almost everything. The government said is actually 95% ready to go. And we're here. We keep talking about it. Gwala Olojede is my guest online. I'm going out for a break. I can't say a quick break, but I'm going out for a break. And we'll be right back to talk some more. WhatsApp is 08095975805. Today is Wednesday. We're still going to play a game. I'm going to give out 5,000 naira. So keep it locked. Don't go away.
So this year has been tough.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Morning Crossfire. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're talking about the Nigeria Air. The Nigeria's national carrier is beginning in December. And Ethiopian Airlines own a 49% stake in this. So they're practically... Then there are various other stakeholders. And Nigeria will hold the barest minimum of 5% here. But it's called Nigeria Air. So I guess you should be proud. I guess you should be proud.
Like you have the British Airways, all British Airways,
right?
Even if Qatar is the majority shareholder, Qatar Airways is the majority shareholder. But it's still all British Airways, and the private sector only owns British Airways.
So maybe that's exactly what we're doing. Although British Airways is 100%, in this case. We are, I don't know. Now, what could be in Ethiopian Airlines? I mean, what's in it for them? Now, Ethiopian Airlines is one of the best, right? Functioning really, you know, encouraging the aviation space. Of course, various stakeholders have lashed out at Ethiopian Airlines by saying, oh, because you've been successful, does that mean you should, you know, go ahead and then expand, you know, and do all of this? But everyone is in business to make money. So this could be good for Ethiopian Airlines. I mean, the brand name alone, that they're floating a large percentage for a full country, should be brag-worthy, at least.
Of course, Ethiopia is a huge, or Ethiopia Airlines is a huge beneficiary of this initiative. Ethiopia Airlines already has similar discussions and agreement for operations in between 8 and 11 other countries across Africa. So the intention is certainly to dominate the continent as far as the airline business is concerned. They've been largely successful. They've been around for like 70 years or thereabouts. And they've been largely successful. Perhaps the one of the two or three that are, you know, doing okay. Egypt Air is also doing fairly okay. But Ethiopia Airlines is clearly the leader. South African Airlines is dead. Kenya is gone. Ghana is neither here nor there. And so is the story of most other airlines across Africa.
Now let's look at the Ethiopian Airlines. Is Ethiopian Airlines owned by Ethiopian, the country, or by Ethiopia, the country, or by the private sector? Just the same thing as Nigeria Air is about to do.
It's a national carrier. It's largely, maybe even if the private sector has ownership, it will be minority. It's largely owned by Ethiopia.
Do you think Nigeria could have bargained better in this deal to have, I mean, more stake?
I am not so sure if Nigeria should be in this business at all. That is my take. And I've given examples from Austria Airlines to Lufthansa, of all airlines, to British Air. Everybody is getting out of the business. The question is, why are we getting into it? If it is about the influence that, you know, national carrier, when it comes to certain discussions, about, you know, the right to fly into certain countries and all of the rest. We can also have a similar arrangement without necessarily using this, you know, floating this national carrier. We can provide similar strong support. In fact, we can decide to go and take this 5% equity in one of the existing airlines.
They will be that's even better, right?
Go to one of our existing airlines. And propose to take 5% equity. Why are we not doing that? You know, so it is not exactly very clear. It would have been nice to see here from the minister explaining in more detail why it is of benefit to Nigeria and as citizens. For me as a citizen, I'm struggling to see what I stand to benefit from a 5% ownership of a carrier we call a national.
That's the show this morning. Gwala Olojede.
If Ethiopia Airlines makes money
Yeah.
Will he not repatriate that money back to its country?
And then we might have Forex repatriation problems again, like we had for other airlines who threatened to pull out of Nigeria, right?
So that is still the reality. Of course, you might say, oh, everybody you pay in Naira is our national airline. At the end of the day, the operator is a foreign operator.
Yeah.
He doesn't spend Naira. He still needs to be able to repatriate that money back to his country.
Right. Okay, we don't enter this one. Well, Olajide, thank you very much for your time on the show this morning. On my way out of the show today, let's see if we can read a few more comments in the 1 minute I have. I want to catch up with you all. I couldn't read your thoughts earlier. I can't take calls. I've been on the call for the most part of the show. So let's take comments from Facebook. Razak Kadiri says, most of your callers are less informed about your job. Most of them call based on sentiment and hatred. I don't know what you're referring to. Paul Jagade, after 60 something years of independence, Nigeria cannot boast of one national air carrier. Well, that's what you're going to have in December. The question is it useful or not? Uche Simeon, Nigeria has no business in having a national carrier. They have failed in running business. A lot of people will tell you that it is not government's business to run a business. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Let me grab a few comments from there before we head up. Out of the Ethiopia. Okay. This is quite a theory. Let me just leave it there for WhatsApp. Tunde from Alakwere, Nigeria Air. Who does it help? They will soon make it malfunction and sell it to themselves. Because Nigeria owns 5% stake, it should not be easy to do that. Some of you are still reacting to the man who broke his baby's arm. A lot of people are still doing that. Wemimo, please, where's the office located? Whose office? Nigeria Air? I don't know. Do a Google search. They will be at the airport now. Do a Google search. Funsho Barua from Lagos, Aviation Minister and PMB are cousins. Now, you should be the one. I don't know. I need to go. Thank you for hanging here with me, but I'm not going, because after the news, it's Daily Digest, and then we'll continue that conversation from 5 a.m. about commercial drivers planning to go on strike for 1 week from Monday to protest extortion and harassment on the road. Let's talk about that after the news. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Stay with me and then go away.